So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
My producer, Don Orlando, was talking a little bit about smells, Kitty, because he was, you know, smelling his coffee and loving it. And then he said to me, are there any disgusting smells that you like? And then I wasn't really sure what a disgusting smell was, but then he had a list of things. Like, for example, if you go into a mechanic shop and there's like that smell of like the oil and stuff like that.
The combination of the, or like just the hardware store smell.
Yeah. I mean,
but why is that disgusting?
I'm not
sure. Some people probably don't like it.
Well, and then one thing he was showing me a list of things that are considered gross smells. And one of them is a just blown out match.
Ooh, the sulfur thing?
Which I think is fantastic and can many times be used in a bathroom after there's been a situation
there.
Yeah,
to cover certain things up.
I don't know if I like disgusting smells. I'm not sure.
I mean, one that I do like is dead leaves. Mm-hmm. Like when they're on the grass and it's like decaying leaves. I like that smell. And that doesn't, I'm looking at this list. Don Orlando sent it to me too. And
permanent markers, those are great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just weird with smells. People maybe take smells in a different way or something.
Yeah, I know. I mean, everybody's senses are different and there's no way you can know if what I'm smelling is the same way you're smelling it. And an example of that, yesterday I was talking to my best friend Gail who lives in Florida and they had a big storm and everybody's garbage and recycling bins got blown into everybody else's yard. And she and another guy were like out in quest of finding their correct garbage bin.
Sure.
And she was like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to know if it's mine or not. I mean, it's like provided by the city. And he said, well, don't you know your garbage bin smell?
What?
Like she could identify it by the particular smell. And when she told them that, oh, yeah, mine smells like dead possums. So I'm sure I'll be able to figure out which one it is.
That's not, no one knows how to smell their garbage can smell.
And I'm hoping that some of the smell goes away when the garbage is out of it.
I mean, I definitely, though, think a house has a smell, right? When you would visit your friend's
houses. Yeah.
Definitely have a smell. But I have not tried the garbage cans. What did she say to him?
She was like, no.
Also, you could identify it by the
ID number on the side.
Yeah. Because I have mine memorized, don't you?
No.